Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? I know we all do. It's been programmed right into us. But what if we flip that whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, in our minds, our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is Minette, my life partner in everything.
So let's talk about today's episode. Now, I saw an article on MSN the other day about foods that Americans eat that are banned in other countries. Now, we always knew that there are a lot of foods that are banned in other countries. All European countries banned GMO for many, many years. And a lot of other foods that contain chemicals are considered harmful and should not be eaten by humans. So I thought it is refreshing that the somewhat mainstream media article is actually telling people something actually useful.
That is rare, I have to say. So it's good to raise awareness in people that they may not be eating things that should even be ingested in the first place. The first one on the list was Arby's sourdough breakfast bread. Sourdough bread, and it's Arby's. It's got to be good, right?
I don't remember last time we had Arby's.
But apparently their sourdough breakfast bread, the croissants and the French toast sticks, they are bad. And they're banned in other countries. It's because these products contain, I don't even know if I can pronounce this correctly, is that azodicarbonamide. I think I didn't hash that up too badly. But anyways, it's used as a dough conditioner and whitening agent, but the concern is it may also be carcinogenic. You know what that means, right?
Cancer causing?
It may cause cancer, right? So for us, we make our own sourdough bread. We have our own sourdough starter that a friend started for me and that I need to feed every month or I kill it. So that's why we need to make sourdough bread. And I can tell you, it's not white and it's not fluffy like those breads that you eat outside.
It's definitely not white. So when you see white things, you have to think about why it is white, because a lot of times they actually bleach it. And I guess it's good that you bake, because I don't. And the second thing that is on the list is chlorinated chicken. And you know what? How can chicken be chlorinated? You know, you don't put them in a swimming pool, right? But the chicken in the U.S., they wash them in chlorine during processing, and it's a justification that, well, it should reduce the spread of diseases such as salmonella. However, that is considered unsanitary farming practice in UK and the EU, and it is banned. Now, chlorine is the stuff that's added to public swimming pools, which, you know, I dread on my skin and my hair, and I hate it. And you know what? We still have salmonella in chicken.
Exactly. You hear the salmonella outbreaks and
it's not effective anyway.
Like Chipotle and stuff like that happens all the time, right? So, hey, you know, maybe chlorinating the chicken isn't going to help.
It doesn't work.
The third one is one of my evil ones that should be just banned from U.S. foods, and it's trans fats, sometimes called partially hydrogenated oil. The U.S. has banned trans fats in 2018, but they are still lurking around, hidden in products such as Coffee Mate, and it's banned in Austria, it's banned in Denmark, it's banned in Hungary, Iceland, Norway, and Switzerland. And of course, luckily, we don't use Coffee Mate, but, you know, I know some friends and clients, they're still using Coffee Mate as their, you know, coffee sweetener, and it's
love it.
It's just so bad for you, right? For us, we put MCT oil in our coffee, which is super healthy for you. And it's also super good for your brain, which is what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah, even the things that's banned, like a substance that's banned, they can still put it in products and don't tell you about it. And I think that's scary.
Exactly, exactly.
So the next thing on the list is farm-grade salmon. Now, I've seen them a lot in the grocery stores, and it is most commonly used in restaurants because they're cheaper, like farm-raised. And if you think salmon is salmon, well, it's not. There's a big difference. So farm-raised salmon are fed with a petrochemical called astaxanthin, which is a chemical that gives farm-raised salmon that salmon color. And that's scary because if you see these farm-raised salmon without that chemical, they're not salmon color. So there's they're not natural.
They have that funny grayish.
It's a funny grayish. Colors, it's not appetizing. and which is why people dyed as a salmon color, because they look like real salmon. And this definitely takes away the nutritional value of the wild-caught salmon. So we always go with wild-caught salmon when we can. And when you go out, if you look at the menu, they will tell you that it's wild-caught salmon if it is. Otherwise, you can probably just assume that it's farm raised. And the chemical is banned in Australia and New Zealand. They are a little more healthy than we are.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the things that I noticed about the farm raised salmon is, you know, just to throw it out there, all Atlantic salmon is farm raised. And a lot of people like Atlantic salmon because but it's a little bit fattier and it's easier to cook and it tastes better. Well, it also is more full of chemicals and it's going to make you sick. And, well, you know, balance that out. Is it easier tasting or is it going to be drier like sockeye salmon? We always eat sockeye or king whenever we can, right? Mm-hmm. So next on the list is what I ate growing up is Frosted Flakes and Rice Krispies.
That explains a lot.
These cereals, they contain a flavor enhancer called BHT, and it's banned in Europe, in EU, and in Japan. The thing is, if things need a flavor enhancer, it means it's no good for you. Mountain Dew is also a popular soda and has an oil called brominated vegetable oil, or BOV, that could potentially cause memory loss. And that can also contribute to skin and nerve problems. And of course, you know, BOV is banned in Japan and the EU, and it's so bad for your brain. So same thing, big topic today.
I love this article. And you know what? Gatorade, everybody loves. They sponsor sports game, X Games. They're big in advertising. They have great advertising, and they're really popular here in the US. And everybody thinks it's a healthy drink because that's how they promote themselves. Now, in Austria and Norway, Gatorade is banned for children and infants because of the artificial coloring, yellow 5 and yellow 6.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Debbie Swiss Rose,
mm-hmm,
and Skittles, which I used to eat a lot, they are also banned in the other countries for infants and children because of the artificial food coloring.
That is
clearly
so true.
It makes you not good for you.
Yeah, you know, if your kid goes bouncing off the walls all the time after you give them a Skittle, maybe that's why it's the artificial yellow 5 or yellow 6.
They turn yellow.
You really got to think about what they put into food these days. And it's not just processed foods either, right? You know, even the chicken and salmon, which we'd be normally considered whole foods, may be harmful to human bodies. I really wonder why the U.S. allows all these ingredients and practices to happen.
Well, you know, my guess, corporate profits. We knew for a long time that processed foods contain chemicals that mix food additives so that you would just keep eating more and more and buying more of it. But even whole foods can be harmful too. So when you see an article, like recently you saw an article on Costco chicken,
oh
right?
Oh my gosh.
Did you love it?
You know, the Costco chicken, the $4.99 roasted chicken that always sells out at Costco. You know, do you know why it's so big and why it's so cheap?
They
literally line up fresh right off once it's roasted and they get sold out and they sell probably a gazillion of these. And guess what? Costco had to have their own concentrated chicken farm to grow their own chickens for this to happen, to keep it at $4.99. But what people don't realize, when chickens are raised in these conditions, they actually have more fat than protein than regular pasture-raised chicken. So, you know, if you're thinking that you're eating their chicken, wow, it's a good, great protein source for working after working out, guess what? You're eating a lot of fat, which is not good for you. And the problem is it's also high in omega-6 fat as opposed to omega-3, because you want more omega-3 to omega-6. And the usual ratio is like a 2-to-1, like an omega-6, 2 to omega-3, 1. Guess what? The Costco chickens are about 9-to-1. So now you have this really big, you know, push over to omega-6 versus omega-3. And that's just pro-inflammatory and can lead to obesity and cause all sorts of memory problems. You know, it's just like so inflammatory to the brain.
So I'm happy to see the article. And coming up next is Christy's Kiss Corner. We'll see you back.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. unless you're using LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells, a true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Hey, everybody. This is Christy with Kids Corner. It's the dead of summer. It's bloody hot outside. And I bet your kids are starting to complain about being a little bored. So I wanted to give you one very often overlooked suggestion for something that's easy to do with your kids. And that is go to the library. Number one, it's free. And that if you have young children, they often have a lot of activities every day, different activities for the kids to do. And you can be inside the air conditioning and just relax. Number two, if your kids are reading, let your kids self-determine and choose their own books. Don't stress about, oh, he's reading a comic book and he should be reading a real book. Don't do that to your kids. Let them read what they choose to read because they're reading. If you let it be fun and natural for them, they'll do more of it. And number three, for those kids who are struggling to read, but you still want to instill that love, you can get free audiobooks at the library. And let your kids listen. Let your kids lay on the floor in their room and listen to their audiobook or play with their toys and listen to their audiobook. That's still giving them the imagination and the stimulation of their ideas and everything else without the ordeal. For some kids, it's an ordeal to physically read the words. It's a great tool. The library is a fantastic free air-conditioned resource for you. All right, everybody, ciao for now.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Today, we're excited to have Dominika Stanowicz, Coach D, a brain coach certified by Dr. Amen and Amen University and a neuroencoding specialist. She's a founding member of the Neuro Recording Institute, MS of Sociology. Is that right? That's how you pronounce it, right? BA in education, she's a public speaker and expert featured multiple times in European media. Welcome to your show, Dominika. How are you?
Welcome. Thank you. It's my pleasure, Andy and Nina. I am so grateful to be your guest. Thank you for having me. I've been listening from the backstage. I absolutely love what you guys brought here. I love the little tips that were given for kids, and those same tips can work for adults and to empower our brain, but we'll get to that later. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for joining us. So, Dominika, we've been following Dr. Amen for a while ourselves, and we try to apply his principles wherever we can in our lives. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about what a brain coach actually does, and like a neuroencoding specialist is so fancy and so, it sounds so smart. Can you tell us what it actually is?
Well, that's a great question and I love answering. So Dr. Amen is a person leading change in the psychiatry. He's a neuropsychiatrist and he believes that we got to try absolutely everything before we go on medication, if possible. I'm going to add that if possible. Sometimes we need medication right away to save our life, and that's not the time to experiment with brain health. But what we also believe is that your mental health is not mental health. It's a brain issue. Brain, it's an organ. An organ can be treated if you know how it works, how it functions, and if you can see it, and if you know the principles. And there are so many beautiful ways you can work with it, understanding it. And I was listening just, you know, to you talking and bringing back articles about food. So one of the things that we're so, as a nation, as Americans, and not only Americans, so prone to do is to take medication for antidepressants. You're in a bad mood, here, have some antidepressants. You're being angry, have some antidepressants. And do you know that on May, I wrote it down, 29, 2022, media all over the world reported on a study that was being done for over a year in Florida, where 7 prescribed medication were in all fish that were caught, maximum was 17. And 2 types of medications that were in all fish were antibiotics and antidepressants. We take so much that our fish are now high on antidepressants. And unfortunately, this is a trend because we want it easy and simple. And let me tell you, unless it's a clinical depression where you try to commit suicide, most of the time, these things are fixable or treatable, or you can manage that within 3-4 months with using the right behavioral patterns, neuroencoding. I'm an elite neuroencoder, so using neuropsychology, rewiring your brain, knowing how the structures work and where the emotions lie, because everything you do, like everything, how I pick up my cup, notice I pick it up with left hand. I'm both handed, I'm right handed naturally, but I trained myself to do the left hand to start using bilateral, you know, movements, my brain, so it can develop. Everything you do, how you react, how you feel, if you have road rage, if you're depressed, if you're angry, if you're sad, if you can't remember, if you cannot recall. Yeah, I know. Are you laughing? I know. those are all brain, I wouldn't say malfunctions or flaws. It's not optimized. Maybe it doesn't have enough oxygen. I mean, if you're sitting all day and looking at a computer, guess what? Your brain is not doing too good. If you're not getting the blood flow there, so you're not walking, if you don't have vitamin D3, all of that is part of brain coaching. And one of the things brain coaches like me do, if you allow us, because it's your right to say no, we look at a specific blood work. Because if you do not have building blocks for your neurons and neurotransmitters, I can work all I want with you and it's not going to work. You cannot build a house without bricks. You cannot rewire the brain without the crucial elements that we have in our blood. That's why what you do is so important, because a lot of that is and it has to be done in the right way. Now, with Dr. Amen, we also use supplements, which are a dense version of natural herbs and spices that help you, and they're in a kind of a version that are, they treat you, they support you. So they're not just, you know, to keep you stable. They actually have a dosage that actually, you know, helps treat the brain or support the brain. Now, elite neuroencoding specialists, what we specialize in is that we realize that your brain is connected to your body. And I want you to think, when you're in a bad mood, right, and you're sitting there, your hands go back here, your head goes down, and you speak very quietly, and you kind of look up. There's no way you can be in a good mood sitting like this, because your brain automatically sends a signal. So to break that pattern, force yourself to sit up, put your chin up, put a big smile on your face, and look up at the ceiling, and just smile like a crazy person.
I'm going to do that right now.
So what happens is your brain sends a signal, even if it's a fake smile, to your body to release happy chemicals. And we know it's dopamine, oxytocin, and the other ones, right? So what you can do, you can use your body to break the feeling you have. Now, obviously, don't get me wrong. This is just to break the pattern. Now you're feeling better. You can do something about it. Mm-hmm. The truth is, I've never seen, unless, you know, it's like, okay, let's go to US. I'm not American by birth, and you guys probably are not either, I'm assuming. Yeah. So we have different cultural backgrounds. But even now, when I would give you high five, I would yes. What happens? You smile. You didn't think about it. You automatically smile. It is programmed into your brain. So if those things were programmed without our knowledge, what if we can use that knowledge to program our brain to the best behavior. So it defaults there without any other behaviors. So if your behavior is anger, your behavior will be ambivalent. Okay, fine. Well, they're in a bad mood. It won't touch you. You can literally do that to your brain with neuron coding and of brain coaching, which is phenomenal. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a coach. Yet, we can break anxiety. I had my last client. She was such a beautiful lady, 27 years old, and would go into a room and would crunch and shake and sometimes lose her breath and faint because she had so much anxiety. It took us 4 sessions. Not only she went to the room, she didn't faint and she was fine. After 4 sessions, she walked up to 5 people and said, hey, that was easy. This is neuron coding. Not one medication. Was she on supplements? Did we do brain assessment that is recommended by Dr. Amen? Yes. But what we did later on, we rewired her brain and we stopped the default thinking. Now, I'm going to ask you, and you guys are probably not falling into that, but your audience might. Let me ask you a question. If you would talk to everybody else around you the way you talk to yourself, how many friends would you have?
That's a question for you.
And exactly. Very talk down to ourselves. And we would never say that to somebody else because we have respect for them. We treat them with care. We do not do the same thing for us. So part of my work is making you realize a lot of things that we do. And there are so many ways. I mean, I can talk for hours, trust me. This is like, I absolutely love. Somebody laughed at me and they said, do you do something bad? I'm like, no, I don't. I just get rid of my clients. He goes, what do you mean you get rid of my clients? I'm like, I encode them and train them to the point where they don't need me. This is not something that's going to last 5-6 years and you're going to go to therapy and you're going to, oh, it got a little bit better. No, if you need me more than a year and a half, I have done a very bad job. I think I need to give you your money back because those issues, unless they're clinical, should not take that long to fix. Mm-hmm. And life is amazing because it provides us, you know, you guys were talking about food. So it is so important what we eat. Now, obviously, not everything can be done. You know, we live in the US. In Europe, for example, where I'm from, when we're in about 7th, 8th grade, we're given this little sheet of paper with all the E's that are harmful for you. And we go shopping with that. But Europe requires you to put everything on the label that's added. Mm-hmm. No exception, big, small, tiny, doesn't matter. It's in there, it has to be on the label. So then we go shopping and we go, oh, it's E517. I can't have that. So I'm not going to buy that, which forced companies to improve quality of food. I don't know if you try. If you go to European stores, African stores, and Canadian stores in America, you will buy Heinz and ketchup, and then you'll buy the same one in America. You'll compare the labels, and they have nothing in common besides tomatoes.
That is so true.
So all of that knowledge, this is not my skill. This is your skill. But my skill is rewiring your brain, allowing you to thrive without being on medication. And if you are on medication, I will help you gain skills to the point where you will be able to wean yourself off the medication with your doctor. With your doctor, we're not doing that on our own, right? Because doctor prescribed it. So we need to be monitored when we're going off medication so we don't have any side effects. Or minimize the amount of medication you're taking. Sometimes it's impossible, like with me. I'm epileptic. My epilepsy is in a frontal lobe. So far, no operation will work. There's no medicine that I can take that's natural that will stop the seizures. Mm-hmm. But because of the knowledge I have from Dr. Amen, I haven't had a seizure in about 7 years. I reduce stress. I change my sleeping patterns. I change how I eat. I exercise regularly and I do take supplements and I manage a lot of other things. And what happens is instead of 2,000 units a day of my medication, I'm on 500 units a day. And I think that's phenomenal, right? Mm-hmm. And I used to take antidepressants. I'm off antidepressants. Saffron is good enough in the concentrated dose. It's not just regular food. So there are multiple ways you can serve yourself. And that takes work. It's not pop a pill. And I think that is our biggest problem right now. We just want everything quick. And now, and we're hurting ourselves because those medications you're taking, there's a side effect to a side effect. You guys were talking about a kid, about kids. Your friend was talking. That was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So what we used to do as kids, we used to go and lay down in the grass and look at the clouds and imagine shapes and tell each other what we see. What happened was we were using different parts of our brain while doing the imaginative and feeling the grass and feeling the wind and creating words and structures and telling stories with the clouds that would change shapes. That's a phenomenal exercise. If you're an adult and you're having problems with memory, for example, one of the best way to wake up your brain is to study a foreign language that you cannot associate with anything for 10 minutes a day. That's it. 10 minutes a day. Another thing you can do for your brain to improve your memory, your reaction, the blood flow to your brain, the oxygenation, is playing table tennis or pickleball.
That's actually a very good suggestion. It's easy to do. Anyone can do it.
Absolutely. And you know why those two? Because they require quick reaction time, which involves your prefrontal cortex. You need to plan. It reacts movement, so it involves anterior cingulate, and involves your limbic system. All of those things, while you're playing a sport, when you need to plan and quick react, are actually phenomenal for your brain. And that is about half an hour, recommended 3-4 times a week. You know, you can change your brain. You can literally change your brain from an all deteriorating brain to a healthy brain. And there are ways to prevent progression of early caught Alzheimer's and dementia. Now, it takes work. It does. Now we have some medication that might be showing up, but there are things you can do. And brain scans have shown that you have symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia in your 20s. Those plaques start to show up then. So in theory, you could go and get a scan and see if you have that. And that's a SPECT scan that will show that. So, but there are ways you can flush them out. You can prevent them from progressing. And you will die cognitively aware. That is possible. Now, the question is, are you that important to yourself to do that to you?
Well, I want to say yes. I'm the most important person in my life.
That is so true. That's so true. And it's funny that you talk about table tennis and pickleball, because I used to be very big in badminton when we were still in California. And since we moved here to Texas, I dropped playing badminton because I don't know anyone here. And we tried picking up pickleball, but it's just, to us, it seemed a little slow.
And I think it's because it takes some learning. And that's exactly your point, right? We have to reprocess everything again. So it's not muscle memory and exactly. That's where we found it hard, and we should probably go back into it.
Absolutely. And another thing you can do for your brain, which is going to be phenomenal, that will kind of enhance functioning of your brain, is don't go on muscle memory to work or home. Choose always turn in a weird way that you would never turn. So your brain actually wakes up, because when we're driving a car and we're just thinking about whatever and we know where we're going, our brain goes into slow motion. We need to wake it up. So get off the freeway in the wrong way. What happens? Your brain goes, oh, this looks different. I don't know where I am. I got to think. And it starts connecting information and it works beautifully. That's a simple thing you can do for your brain.
I know sometimes I use my left hand to brush my teeth just to train it so that Absolutely. It feels very awkward, but it's fun.
Well, another thing you guys can try with me is a really cool exercise that I do with my, because everything is awkward until it becomes natural. And when it becomes natural, it's not actually enhancing working of your brain. So the moment you're comfortable, you're not doing good for your brain. That sucks. Mm. I know. But if you take your hands and you just put thumbs on top, right, like this, naturally. Okay. Now, I want you purposefully take your hands apart and do your thumbs other way around. How does that feel?
Weird.
Weird. Are you doing anything different? Is it changing your life?
Well, I don't think so.
Very good. Great answer. It's not. Take it apart and do it awkwardly again. Do it the same way. You still have to concentrate. Do it again, take it apart, and do it the different way again. Is it getting easier of every time you're doing it?
Sure.
Definitely.
And you're right now rewiring your brain. And those are just very simple, cool things that you can do that you can enhance. You can do that with your kids. Ladies, when we're in beautiful dresses, switch legs, right? When you sit down, do the first, not right first, do the left first. That's another thing you can do. The same thing with the way we sit or the way we cross our legs differently, right? Anything you can do out of the ordinary, at the beginning, it's going to be awkward. Anything at the beginning is awkward when it's new. I don't remember anything being new and not awkward unless you do. And
that is so true. And, you know, I guess anytime something is awkward, it's just like learning a new skill. Just like, it's funny that you talk about language because we are trying to learn Spanish through Duolingo. And I think you're right because Mina will do that 10, 15 minutes. I just want to get through the day. I do my 2-3 lessons, 5 minutes, I'm done. And then the next day, what was that lesson that we learned yesterday? So maybe there is that 10-minute threshold makes a difference.
Well, it's also the quality of importance. How important is that to you? What you just said is something that is encoded in our society and our brains. You use the word try. We're trying to learn, which means it's not your priority. If you say to your friend, I'm going to try make your party. I'm going to try to come and visit you. Do you really are planning on going?
It's like a 50-50?
Yeah, or usually no. It's like if it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
And the word try is like giving high five encoded in our brain that when we say it, the priority automatically drops. Mm-hmm. So your concentration level and your involvement, emotional involvement, because emotions are necessary in your memory, will be slim to none. So that is why you might have problems. Also, science shows that when you're learning, you need a repetition of about 60 times of one word for it to become a permanent memory. So if you heard something once, unless you're a genius and you have an unusual, atypical brain, you will not remember, and you're very normal then.
Good to know.
That's good to know. Oh, so, you know, I think when it comes to people, you know, when we talk about having a chronically healthy life, we're talking about chronically health, not only as in the health aspect, but also for relationships, you know, for your family, for your work, for success in finances, right? How does your thinking or maybe negative thinking have to do with your success in any of those aspects in life?
Oh, that's a phenomenal question. And it's so prevalent in our society, and not only ours, all over the world. People struggle because of culture with low self-esteem, not being good enough. We were taught to reflect our value based on what others say, not what we do and believe in our core beliefs. And anytime you are experiencing anxiety, anger issues, you blow up, you actually attack subconsciously everybody around you, and you change the way they're functioning. So the best example is, if you ever want to see, you can go into YouTube, and there is a guitar, a bass guitar, and another bass guitar, and they're right next to each other. When you use the string and it's at a certain frequency and the other string does not have the same frequency, nothing will happen. But if those two make the same sound, when you hit this one will start vibrating. The same thing when you're driving and you're walking and you can feel somebody looking at you. I mean, they didn't say, hey, Andy, I'm looking at you. You just feel their eyes. You feel their attention. And that's how we also communicate with our brains. Those are those, we call them, you know, Alzheimer's say it's nonverbal signals. It's actually the expansion of energy, and that's a scientific element. If you walk into a room and people are upset, you feel that they're upset and the energy is just everybody is off. Now, you might not be able to name it. Say you know, maybe you won't say, oh, they're angry. You'll just feel uncomfortable and you'll see their postures.
Something's wrong, right? Yes.
Something's wrong. That's your gut. That's your primal brain. And guess what? It reads that. And 99.9% of the time, if your gut says run, please don't be inclusive, run. So with that being said, those simple examples, everything you bring home influences everybody around you. Anytime you're in a bad mood, anytime if you're angry, and if you believe, for example, that world is a bad place, you will be in a protection mode 24/7. And your brain will prove you always right. I want you to remember this. Your brain will prove you always right. What does that mean? If you believe that the world is bad, there are so many things happening at one time, your brain will pick the things that will prove you right. And if you believe the world is good, it will look for proof that the world is good. Oh, she smiled at me. Oh, they let me into the lane. Oh, you know, I found a parking spot. Oh, I did this. Your brain will always prove you right. And you cannot control the outside world. What you can control is your thoughts and your reactions. And every thought is combined with a chemical reaction in your body. That is so important. Now, a lot of people say, oh, cortisol is bad. No, cortisol is good. Permanent cortisol, high levels are bad because they're hurting. Without fear and stress, if you see a big lion coming at you, cortisol, we want the cortisol. You want to run. Whatever the right thing is for the, you know, for the lion. And so everything, anything that you have too much of is not good. I mean, you can overdo vitamin D3 and it's not good for you. But if you don't have enough, that's not good either. So optimum levels is what you're looking for in brain health, in your blood work, in your behavioral patterns. And what's beautiful about brain coaching and brain health is that we acknowledge every feeling you have. All the feelings are good. Anger, stress, sadness, even being depressed. Now, feeling depressed and being clinically depressed are two different things. Everybody feels sad once in a while, and that's okay. It's the ability to recognize those feelings, name those feelings, and change those feelings, because anything you feel alters your brain and your state of being and your biochemistry. Now, of course, it's not, you know, like people go, oh, so when you take my blood, is it going to immediately show? No, it's not. It's not. But we don't live 5 seconds. We live 80, 90 years, 70 years, some people 50. So it builds up. And can you imagine not being triggered? Can you imagine not getting angry? Can you imagine not getting frustrated? And even if you do, then letting it go within a few minutes and saying, hey, you know, it is what it is. Life goes on. And what can I do not to be in that situation differently? Because there is a very big difference between going, oh, I don't care, and going, okay, this happened. I'm mad. I'm not happy. Okay, let me feel that. Okay, now I'm done. What can I do next time not to have the same feeling or not to be in the same situation? That is the key between a healthy brain and a healthy individual and a person who is stuck in their own ways. Because we all will feel all of it. And it's absolutely normal. I mean, please, if you're grieving, grieve. The question is it okay to grieve 2 weeks, 3 months? Or do you want to grieve for years?
Both. So, Domenica, how would someone know when they need your help?
So anytime they're experiencing prolonged anxiety, fear of failure, fear of success, PTSD, self-doubt, self-loathing, low self-esteem, anger issues, anger management issues, sleep deprivation, all of those things are definitely something I can work with. And I can support you and help you on your way so you can actually live the life you enjoy.
So what's the best way for people to reach out to you, and like, what would you provide for them, you know, on the first consult?
So discovery calls are always free. You can reach out to me via my website. You can write me an email. We can manage that. But for all your viewers, especially today, if you guys write me an email, I will send you a link to Dr. Amen approved brain assessment. So you can see what type of brain you have, what food would be supporting you, what type of supplements you should be doing, and what can you do to improve your brain health so you can have a better life. Either way, I'm open to talk to you guys. Give me a call. You can go on my website, email me, find me on Facebook and Instagram. Everywhere you go, I'm your brain coach, Dee.
And we know that you have a program that is about to kick off. Can you tell us a little bit of, quickly about that program?
Absolutely. So it's Surviving to Thriving in 90 Days. And what's absolutely amazing about it is that we will tackle self-worth, self-doubt, anxiety, fears, automatic negative thoughts that you spoke about in 90 days. And not only you will have the videos and a worksheet and homework, you will have coaching with me in group coaching. You will have live sessions for every week through the whole program and a community that will be supporting you in real life, which is totally different than what everybody else does. And you can just go to my page and find that program. I absolutely love it. It's a great start when books are not enough and you want more from life. And you see that, well, I read those books, but nothing is changing anymore. I need a new power into my life, pushed in. That would be it. Surviving to Thriving in 90 Days.
Love it. Thank you so much, Dominika.
Thank you for being a guest for our show. Coming up next, we're going to watch our next biohacking video. Thank you, Dominika.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Minna from Chronically Healthy Life. So I've been playing around with something called water kefir for the last 2 months, and I thought it was kind of fun, so I'm going to show you. Now, you may be familiar with kefir that you can buy from grocery markets. Those are usually milk kefirs, which is lactose-based. Now, I don't like milk at all, so I opt for a different option, which is water kefir, and you don't really see those in grocery stores too often. So water kefirs, you can buy them as dry grains online. It looks like this. And all of this is basically a culture of probiotics, bacteria, good bacteria. And it's a basically a probiotic drink. It's good for your gut, it makes you happy, and which is why I am really passionate about this. So when you buy water kefir online, it usually comes dry. So the first thing you have to do is to activate it. And the instructions which you get will tell you how to do it. Basically, all you need is the kefir grains, filter water, and you need some real sugar. You can't use monk fruit for this. I've tried it. It doesn't really work. You can use organic cane sugar or coconut sugar. Coconut sugar tends to change the color a bit, but it does feed the water grains even more, and I'll tell you what it is, what it means later. So first thing you have to do is activate it, and then you pour it out, and then it's going to look like grains. You might be able to see it on the bottom of this one. It's just basically, they look like little jello bites, kind of, I guess, the little grains. And so when it's ready to use, you use a strainer, you strain out, make sure you capture all the grains, and you keep put it aside. All you have to do is put in like a quarter cup of cane sugar, mix it in with filter water, melt it, make sure that you stir it out so it's, the sugar's melted. Put in the sugar, the water grains, the water kefir grains, and leave it there for a couple of days. Now, I bought these fermentation lids online, and you can use these too. If you don't have them, you can just cover up with a cheesecloth with an elastic band over it, and that's fine too. Now, so about flavoring, the kefir by itself tastes pretty good. It's a little bit sweet, and it has a little bit of a buzz because it's fermented. Eventually fermented sugar, so the longer you do it, the more buzzy it gets. So I usually let it sit for 1 or 2 days, and then it'll be ready for you to drink. And you can flavor this with, this one has white mulberries in it. So basically it's this much water, and I add a little bit of coconut water into this, and I put some dry white mulberries in that. This one I use dry blueberries, which is why the color is a little bit more bluish, pinkish, purplish. And if you want to be a little more adventurous, you can use
a little bit of lime slices or lemon slices, or you can use pineapple juice, watermelon juice. One caution that I want to make is don't use strawberry juice, because I've used it and it comes out like champagne, which I wasn't expecting it. So I made a big mess in the kitchen and Andy has to clean it up. He wasn't happy about that. So be really careful what kind of juice you use, but it does change the flavor of the kefir and it does change the color of it. And what I love a lot about this is you can reuse this ever, forever and ever. And not only can you reuse it, it actually grows. So this one is actually probably almost ready to separate into two, or you can just use a bigger jar like this one. And every time you feed it with sugar, it actually grows. So you can reuse it and keep reuse it. And if you don't want to reuse it, if you don't want to make any more, and just, I think there's a way to just let it sit in the sun and dry it out, and you can keep it for a long, long time. And so that's water kefir drinks. And what I have here, nighttime. Let's say you have a really stressed day and you want to grab the drink of wine, white wine or red wine. So you can replace that with kefir also. Just put it in a nice, I think these are wine glasses. I think it must be wine glasses. So you can use like a plain kefir and it's white wine, as a substitute for white wine. Well, this one I use cherry juice in this one. So this one is like a replicate of red wine a little bit. And it will take your edge off, so it will work like wine. And it has a little bit of boost. It's kind of like kombucha, but maybe even a little less. So it has a little bit of buzz in it, but it will satisfy you. It will actually calm you down. So if at night you feel like you need to wind down, you need to calm yourself, calm your nerves a little bit, and you, before you go grab that glass of wine, you can just grab a glass of kefir. And one last thing, I haven't done it yet, and I'm going to try it myself, is even for morning, I'm going to try using kefir with a coffee-based syrup. So basically, I'm going to have to brew some coffee, add some cane sugar into it, and mix it into the kefir mix like this, and I'm going to see what happens, and I'll let you know later. And again, these are water kefirs. It's fun to play with, and it's one of those things that keep giving back to you. And so, yeah, that's it, and I'll see you next time.
Hi, everybody. I'm Christy Boyd Johnson.
And I'm Alicia Seymour.
And we are the Barefoot Learning Club. What if you could give your child the gift of real learning and a real education? One that takes away all the frustration and guilt and fear of failing and gives them the exact tools they need so that they can tackle anything.
Yeah, that's why we created the Barefoot Learning Club. It's our way to empower parents to give their children with the skills and knowledge they need to get ahead while making their education fun, exciting, easy, and effective.
Yes, we're all about ease and fun and real learning. Please, we invite you to check us out. We're focused on literacy. You can use us as a homeschool program. You can use us as a supplement to school. Anything works because we teach them how to read and do math in such a way that doesn't confuse them and make them feel like they can't do it. So please go to barefootlearningclub.com and you can also schedule a chat with me if you like, and no pressure, just chat, ask me your questions, and we'd love to talk to you.
Enrollment opens on August 24th. But in the meantime, if you'd like, you can go join the wait list so that you can be the first to know when enrollment is open.
And you just might get some fun tips in your email box. All right. We look forward to meeting you. Ciao for now.
Welcome back to Chronically Healthy Life. Now, you seem to be kind of happy today. What did you eat today?
Well, I actually didn't have a whole lot to eat all day. I just started with a coffee, and then I had some nuts, and then we had our lunch break, and then I got some ravioli from Target. I got to tell you, it made me happy, but it also made me a little sleepy. So if today, if I'm off my game today, that's probably why.
So you may already know that some food causes allergic reactions when you eat them, but you may not know that the food also directly affects your mood. So why don't I give you some ingredients and you tell me what you would make out of it?
I'll try.
All right. Start with an easy one. Dark chocolate and strawberries.
Oh, that's easy. Chocolate covered strawberries.
Okay. What about wild-caught salmon and avocado?
Well, I will pan-fry the salmon and make avocado salsa.
That's so hard. I would just do avocado toast and throw some salmon on top. Okay, what about spinach, cherry tomatoes, and peppers?
Knowing me, I'll probably just grab my wok, throw some avocado oil in there, and just stir-fry everything. You know, that's just me. It's just so much simpler.
Or salad.
Or salad. You're the salad specialist.
Great. So all these food are considered good mood foods. There you go. Foods, which means that when you eat them, they actually make you happier. And also on that list are fermented foods, because when you feed your gut with good bacteria, good probiotics, your gut's happy, which makes you happy.
Mm-hmm. So fatty fish, dark chocolate, fermented foods, spinach, leafy greens, berries like strawberries and blueberries, mm-hmm. cherry tomatoes, avocados, and peppers. What about drinks?
Well, we like to put some citrus and maybe bananas into our smoothies, like a protein smoothies, mm-hmm. which is also a happy food. And also green tea is high in antioxidants, and it makes you happy.
I tell you, that ravioli threw us off this game today for our brain health.
No more for the rest of the year.
What is really important is what we have and what we eat in our diet. I guess that's why generally we're happier people.
Yeah, you used to be a grumpy old man.
Yeah, I used to be really grumpy. It's really funny. Before we got into the whole holistic health change and into the diet lifestyle, even into the brain, I didn't smile a whole lot in my pictures. I've been looking at pictures when I was under 40 and I thought I was just doing the mm-hmm. cool look, you know?
Not cool. It's not the cool look. It's just a grumpy look.
But I also feel much younger. And like you said, we're just so much happier. Like nothing gets us down anymore.
Right. So the bad diets leads to inflammation, which also hurts the joint even more on top of the damage you already have, which makes you unhappy and makes you grumpy. And when you're grumpy, like Dominica says, you know, you hunch down like this and makes you even grumpier.
I'm just going to look up and smile. See, she gave us so many great tips. I love the tips she gave us today. It was so simple, you know, holding stuff with your left hand. You know, I think it was so important. You know, what tips did you learn from Dominique today?
Well, I think there's a lot of parallel between how she manages brain health and how you manages body health, I guess. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times it's that a lot of people relies on medication. Like you start with Tylenol, you move up to Tylenol-3, and then the other thing that you
do. Yeah, I was on like Vicodin, you're on just prescription brain meds.
You just keep taking more and more, in which makes you're more dependent on medication, and it's really not taking away anything. It's not solving anything. And there's an alternate way. It's just not the fast way. You just have to realize that there's almost always a different path to your problem. So you just have to figure out what it is.
Just need to put in the work, right? Put in the work. Don't want the easy fix. So next week, we're going to have Andrew Luzon back as a returning guest. She was on episode 10 earlier, right, I think. And we have so much to talk about, so that's why we're bringing her back. So we're so excited to learn, to see what she's, you know, we're going to learn from her next week.
That's awesome.
So join us here on Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch past episodes at watche360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. We love to hear from you, so please leave your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. We watch this episode on our website, chronicallyhealthylife.com, or of course our YouTube channel. And anytime you can email us at anything at chronicallyhealthylife.com.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye. When we hear chronically, we tend to think about chronic diseases and pains, but it doesn't have to be. You can be chronically healthy. Having a chronically healthy life means everything to us. Life stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. And when you have these four things figured out, your life is going to be beautiful.
Our biggest threat to our health is hidden in plain sight. It is in our water. We can't see the poison and the radiation in our waters, but it is hurting us. Our soils are so depleted of nutrients, and when our soils are depleted, so are our foods. Our air is filled with pollution and chemtrails, that there are days when we can't even go out and breathe the air. All these threats that we can't see, we can't hear, and we can't feel, but it is certainly hurting us.
There are more and more unexplained heart attacks, unexplained terminal cancer, unexplained young health adults suddenly dying for no explanation at all. Doctors are baffled. What happens when doctors don't have an answer? What happens if you ask your teacher a question and they don't have an answer for you? You go find your answer somewhere else.
And that's why we created Chronically Healthy Life. We are here to give you answers on how to keep you healthy and your family healthy. There is so much information, we can't tell you everything during our show, but we can keep you informed through our newsletters.
So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up for our newsletters. It is free and it is our gift to you. We want you to have a chronically healthy life, and we are here to help you get there. So go to